Good Wednesday morning, beloved. Again, thank you for joining me as we begin our day with the reading of God's Word. Today we're reading Exodus chapter 4, verses 1 through 17. And here Moses continues to voice objections to the commission he has been given by God, prompting God to give Moses miraculous powers and appointing Moses' brother Aaron to be Moses' spokesperson. And let me see here. Again, God's saving word for us this morning is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Exodus chapter 4 at verse 1. Then Moses answered the Lord, "But suppose the Israelites do not believe me and will not listen to what I say. What shall I do if they say that you did not appear to me?" So the Lord answered him, "What are you holding?" He answered, "A walking stick." The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." When Moses threw it down, it turned into a snake, and he ran away from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Reach down and pick it up by the tail." So Moses reached down and caught it, and it became a walking stick again. The Lord said, "Do this to prove to the Israelites that the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared to you." The Lord spoke to Moses again, "Put your hand inside your robe." Moses obeyed, and when he took his hand out, it was diseased, covered with white spots like snow. Then the Lord said, "Put your hand inside your robe again." And he did so, and when he took it out this time, it was healthy, just like the rest of his body. The Lord said, "If they will not believe you or be convinced by the first miracle, then this one will convince them. If, in spite of these two miracles, they still will not believe in you, and if they refuse to listen to what you say, take some water from the Nile and pour it on the ground. The water will turn to blood." But Moses said, "No, Lord, don't send me. I've never been a good speaker, and I haven't become one since you began to speak to me. I'm a poor speaker. I'm slow and hesitant." And the Lord said to him, "Who gives this man his mouth? Who makes him deaf and dumb? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? It is I," said the Lord. "Now go, and I will help you speak, and I will tell you what to say." But Moses answered, "Oh, no, Lord, please send someone else." At this, the Lord became angry with Moses and said, "Well, what about your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know that he can speak well. In fact, he is now coming to meet you and be glad to see you. You can speak to him and tell him what to say. I will help both of you to speak, and I will tell you both what to do. He will be your spokesman and speak to the people for you. Then you will be like God, telling him what to say. Now take this walking stick with you, for with it you will perform miracles." And today's key verse is Exodus chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, where the Lord said to Moses, "Who gives this man his mouth? Now go, I will help you to speak, and I will tell you what to say." You know, beloved, God despises a proud man. But if God is calling you to do something, then God, through the Holy Spirit, will enable you to give you the strength, the direction, the wisdom. He will help you to do it. You are simply the vessel that God has chosen. Moses refused to believe that. And as a matter of fact, the Bible says that God became angry with Moses. And then acquiesced and allowed Moses to use his brother Aaron to be his spokesman. Beloved, if God has called you to do something, it's not pride to respond, "Yes, Lord, I will do it with your help." It is not pride to think that God is going to do something wonderful through you. Pride only enters the picture if you think, "Oh, I will do this, and I will do it on my own, with my own wisdom, my own strength." Don't make God angry with you. Let us all learn the lesson to listen to what God is saying. All right, let's pray. Sovereign God, guide my speech this day. May my words be a source of comfort and encouragement to others and reflect your love. Amen. Well, that brings our morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Exodus chapter 4, verses 18 through 31, when Moses returns to Egypt. Da-da-da-da! Don't you know they're just going to have marching bands just waiting to greet him and welcome him back to Egypt. Well, until tomorrow morning then, may God richly bless you is my prayer.